T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. Come on. Welcome to Dana and Parks on Friday. It's been a long week. Like, it's been a really long week. Scott took a very, very well-deserved day off on this gorgeous day today. So you got Dana and Dana only on Dana and Parks today, but we have a packed show, and I am super excited about our 3 o'clock hour today. Everyone knows that Hollywood superstar Chad Boseman, who was in the Marvel movies. I knew him best from his portrayal of Jackie Robinson, which was just an incredible performance. We lost him to colon cancer about, was it a month ago? It hasn't been that long. And what was so devastating about just the loss of that brilliant light that was Chad Boseman was that he was 43 years old. And one of the countries, I'm going to say it, very, very top colorectal surgeons is right here in the metropolitan area. She is a friend of mine. And I asked her, will you join us at 3 o'clock to talk about not just Chad Boseman's death and the younger deaths that we are seeing to colon cancer, but also the new guidelines. And this was in, I think, the New York Times yesterday. They are reminding everyone the new guidelines are that you get your first screening at age 45, which puts me 1 year overdue for my colonoscopy. So she's going to join us at 3 o'clock. And I will tell you this, Dr. O'Brien will answer any questions you have about this. She has been in the field for decades. There is nothing she hasn't seen or heard. And so I'm going to open up the text line that hour, and if you have questions for her, she will answer your questions. But it's a super important hour as we talk about that loss of Mr. Boseman, but just also the younger deaths that they are starting to see with colorectal cancer. It really, really is a sad deal. And why? Like, why are we starting to see younger deaths? She will talk about that as well. Coming up this hour, do you guys remember a couple years ago, the state of Kansas recalled some license plates because someone complained, and I think rightly so. It was in 2018. You know you're not allowed to have certain combinations of letters, let's say. So in Kansas, it's three numbers and three letters, or three letters and three numbers, whichever it is. And, you know, there are computer programs that will kick out like ASS. They don't want that on a state-issued license plate. But there are others. And in 2018, the state of Kansas, Department of Revenue, recalled all Kansas license plates that were accidentally kicked out containing the letters JAP, an unintended slur that I don't need to decipher for you. And it is in the news again today. I don't know why this keeps happening, but if you have just been issued a certain letter combination, they are asking you to return the plate. We're going to tread carefully here, but I don't know how this was allowed to go through as a combination. Quoting here from the Kansas City Star and our friend Mike Hendricks, 2 years after a similar recall, Kansas is telling hundreds of drivers to return license plates whose tags include lettering that could be seen as a racial slur. Owners of vehicles whose plates have this letter combination have in recent weeks been receiving notices in the mail from the state's Department of Revenue telling them you have to return the plates. The letter didn't explain why the plates are being recalled, but it's obvious when you see this combination of letters. Only that, quote, we have removed the assignment of this plate to your vehicle in our system. And here's what happened. A Kansas City Star reporter got one of these letters on Thursday. He called, said, what's going on? And the inventory manager at the Division of Vehicles said, well, we're recalling these. There are more than 800 of them across the state. And I will just say this. It starts with an N. If you have this plate, you know you have this plate. And it is obviously, if I saw that in traffic in front of me, to me, this is obviously a racial slur, like the worst racial slur there is. Here's where I have a problem. And the editorial board updated this story about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Not only did the Department of Revenue allow those three letters to be used in the plates that were issued, they are saying if you have one and you don't send it back, you are the one that's going to be in trouble. What? They've basically said the letter combination is, it's going to be recalled, which makes it invalid. And it says, and I quote, look at this. Nope, it's not in that one. It's basically invalid. You are going to be on the hook in some form or fashion if you don't return it. But here's my question. What if you don't see the letter? If I got some random letter from the driver's license bureau or the motor vehicle thing, I think I would half wonder if that was spam or just junk mail.
Well, and here's my question. What does that traffic stop look like?
I'll tell you this. If my grandmother, God rest her soul, had been given that plate, she would not have questioned it. You know, I think I would like to think most people would look at that and go, can I get another plate? Like, I would actually say at the point of purchase, when they hand me that plate, no way, take that back. I don't want this plate. But more than 800 did go out, which says to me more than 800 people got it and didn't say, can I trade this in for something else? We've seen that with 666. I used to have a plate that was had 666 on it. Didn't bother me.
Is that a problem now?
It didn't bother me. I'm from Topeka. Hell, it's our zip code. But I kept that plate. I was like, whatever. I think there will be people out there who don't immediately see what most of us see when we see this three-letter combination. And I think of my grandmother who would just be like, what? But I do have a problem with the fact that the state is now saying you are subject to a ticket for having an invalid license plate if you don't send it back. This is the state's error. This isn't your error. It puts both the vehicle owner and the police in a bind. As Overland Park Police Chief Frank Donchez notes, officers would have no choice but to ticket a vehicle with an invalid license plate, even if it is the state's fault. What? How is this our problem?
I just want to know what they're going to say to you when they pull you over. yes, sir, your license plate has a slur on it, so we're going to give you a ticket.
And again, I give the example of my grandma or my grandpa. They would go, what? What? 576-7798. If you received this plate, we would love to hear from you. 913-576-7798. Same on the text line. And have you sent it back? 576-7798. You can text in, call in, more of your calls and your thoughts on this story straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Monday. We're talking about the screw-up in the state of Kansas by, I assume, the Department of Revenue. You know, they put these letter combinations into a computer, and this happened in 2018 where the computer spit out the three letters J-A-P, which at the time, the state of Kansas apologized for, recalled that plate, said it was an unintended slur. And I don't know how these computers are programmed, but it has happened again, and more than 828 license plates with the letters, and it just, I'm going to say this, it starts with an N, and there is no mistaking it. When you look at it, it looks like the horrible racial slur that it is. The state of Kansas has recalled those, and they're saying if you don't turn them in, you could be ticketed for an invalid license plate. Now, they're trying to make this easy. County treasurer's offices are mailing recall notices. You will get a temporary tag in the mail with a new decal, and they are giving you a postage-paid envelope to return the offending plate. But again, if you don't swap it out, you could be ticketed for an invalid license plate on their mistake. 576-7798. If you got one of those plates, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Phil in Overland Park. Hi, Phil.
Hi there.
Hi,
no,
go ahead.
I do not have such a plate. But from the perspective of a prosecutor, and of course the officer on the street has the first contact, it could be handled like insurance. Not having your insurance card, bring it in within 10 days, and you're good to go, and the ticket goes away. That's one option.
Right.
And that to me makes the most sense. The other thing they ought to do is probably get a focus group and just sit down with people every 2 or 3 years and just run through the entire combination and presentation.
Right. Let me ask you this. Don't you think, Phil, that somebody has already done that? God, I would like to think that that's already been done.
I'm going with no, based on some of the ones that have come up. I mean, and don't forget, too, norms change.
Right.
And so in one context, a set of letters, in World War II, the ones that were the JAP wouldn't have been a problem. But by the time we got to Korea and post-Korea and present time, that was seen more derogatorily, and then you go from there.
Yeah, let me give you another example, Phil. In the 1930s or 40s, gay, G-A-Y, would probably have been allowed because that was a term that meant happy, and I'm sure it wasn't an issue, but I'm guessing they would not issue a plate that said gay on it today.
When I saw this yesterday, I sat down and in 10 minutes, I came up with about 15 or 18 of these, which if they were issued to me, I would say, what? Anybody can play the game. It's just
yes,
that easy.
Yes, and we will not, but we all know in our minds the ones that you're thinking of that, I mean, there are some big bad ones that you can pull out of three letters. 576-7798. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Love you. Love the show.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
Thought it was Saturday. Good to hear. What I don't know, I mean, I've been in IT for 20 years. Were these plates issued like by mail, or were they issued in person? Because whoever opened that box, as soon as they saw that plate to process them or whatever,
right,
it should immediately stop the process. You know, and even people, I don't know, and no one returned the plates. And it's, you know, I mean, when you fill out an exclusion list, you know, people have that, but we do this like when you make websites and everything,
yeah,
and all that stuff. That would be at the top.
Correct.
Of the list.
Correct.
Like whoever programmed that, it would be, you know, there's obviously the, you know, the profanities, you know, but then that would be like at the top of the list. And, you know, I don't care if you're using COBOL. It's like you just edit it, you know, and it's just a list, and that should have been done, you know,
right,
a long time ago. This never should have happened. Somewhere, this, it should have stopped. They see this, and they're like, you know, no way.
Well, and Mike, even if the Kansas Department of Revenue or Motor Vehicles or whoever's in charge with of the IT end of this, even if they didn't feel like they could come up with a comprehensive list, we have 50 states. You don't think this is cropped up in other parts of the country? There has to be some master list somewhere.
Oh, they have a Kansas. I found it on a download. You can download it from a few years ago. Their current list at the time of all the things they don't accept.
Yeah.
And it's pretty long. You know, that's for vanity plates and stuff like that. But
right,
this should have been a no-brainer. As soon as someone saw that plate, they should have been like, no, and called and said, "What? We can't send this plate out.
Yeah.
Add this to the exclusion list." You know,
and I agree.
And it's made it all the way to the road, and it's like no one called back and said, I don't want this plate.
So let me give you, and it's a great call. Thank you for it, Mike. Let me give you my favorite one, and this was from North Carolina, but they've retired WTF, and I'm guessing WTH. That has been retired. A driver's grandchild noted that acronym in 2008. And the grandma went, what? New Brunswick, Canada made hundreds in the 1980s that did spell ASS or A55. And they have also banned plates that appear to include drug references, racial or ethnic slurs. Let's go to Justin in Kansas City real quick. Hi, Justin.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I think if you look at NGA and see a pejorative, I think it's like a personal problem. NGA is an acronym for an intelligence agency for the government. So if we're outlawing the three-letter designator on license plates, is anybody that worked for NGA, are they not allowed to put that on their license plate? If they retired from NGA, are they not allowed to put that on their license
plate? Okay, but Justin, be honest. And I looked this up because it made me laugh. How many people see those letters and immediately think, oh, yeah, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency? Come on! Nobody looks at that. I didn't even know there was a National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. How many people listening even know what that is? And I'm going to go with Justin, just you. But thank you for the call. Nice try. I'm not buying it. 5767798. John Grayson's going to pop in and join us here in just a moment, which makes me very happy. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feels out of place. And you're still probably working.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott is off. We'll be back Monday. Listener Lee Webb on Twitter just wrote, I always chuckle when I'm listening to KNBC radio and either Dana or Scott are off and they say they're taking a well-deserved day off. They work 4 hours a day and they have weekends off. My God, that sounds exhausting. Yes, I said Scott took a well-deserved day off. Let me rephrase that. He took a day off. Do we have John Grayson joining us?
Hello, Dana.
Well, hello. I'm so happy you got to pop in after your really super long week. I'm sure you're thrilled.
I need a well-deserved day off is what I need. No. I'm sorry I couldn't be here right at the beginning. I'm always in demand, so I was being tugged a million different ways, but I am happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Have you seen the updated story about this recalled license plate in Kansas?
No.
Well,
no, I heard you talking a little bit about it. What did I miss?
You know that over the years, these stories make headlines from time to time all over the country where, you know, the Department of Revenue makes an oops and they let the letters ASS go out on a license plate.
Mm-hmm.
That has happened again in the state of Kansas. They accidentally sent out 838 plates with a three-letter combination that starts with an N that very much looks like a racial slur.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough one.
So they're asking people, if you got this plate, if you didn't notice it, now I don't know how you wouldn't notice it, because when I look at those three letters, it's exactly what it looks like. They're saying you have to turn them in, and we're going to give you a self-addressed stamped envelope kind of thing. But if you don't turn them in and you get pulled over, you are on the hook for an invalid license plate.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. For the state's mistake.
Yeah, that's why it's not cool. It's the state's mistake. What if you didn't even notice? I mean, if you are not as we are.
My grandmother would not have noticed.
Right, that's exactly what I was thinking about, was my own grandmother. I'm like, she wouldn't notice that in a million years. But you're going to punish her for that?
Right. Mildred is probably not going to be aware, but but her grandkids might. I mean, that's how the North Carolina plate that was WTH or the other letter, that was recalled because a grandson or granddaughter saw it and said, "Grandma, do you know what that means?" Well, and Grandma was mortified because she didn't know what it meant.
There was a similar story like that out of Florida years ago. Do you know about the guy that he didn't even know what it meant? He didn't get it. You know what I mean?
When
he saw it, he put it on his car, and then somebody took a picture of it, and it blew up on social media. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I don't remember, but I'll look it up, and it doesn't surprise me. It's in Florida.
Here's what I want you to Google, okay?
Okay.
This would only ever work for a reason that will become obvious to you in a second. Yep. Here's what I want you to Google is A55.
Yes.
Space.
Yes.
RGY.
Oh, it pops right up when you Google it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So for those of you listening, I will only say that plate is hilarious because in the center of Florida, what do you see? Every Florida plate is a big circular orange.
Yep.
And there are reasons that certain letter combinations in Florida don't work because that orange looks like an O. It looks like the letter. Grant just looked it up and he is on the other side of the glass cracking up.
It's pretty amazing.
And that, like I said, is hilarious.
But you look at the car that is, if memory serves right, it's on like a gold Mercury Marquis. It's an old guy car.
It's an old guy. This is a car my late grandfather used to drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you walk into the Mercury dealership and ask for a Marquis and you're under 70, they're going to laugh at you and send you out.
They are calling that the License Plate of the Year Award belongs to that poor old man in Florida. And you're right. It's like a Grand Lincoln Marquis.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
All he's missing is like the little letters in the car, you know, in the window if you're like a member of like the Masons or the... Yeah.
And a bumper sticker that says, "Let me tell you about my grandchildren."
You know, one of the things I don't know, when this plate got out this year, 828 of them, do you know, John, when they send out license plates, if you walk in and there's a plate, right, they hand it over to you.
Yeah.
Are there just a bunch of random plates in a box, or are they handed out in some kind of chronological order?
Oh, they're in order. In fact, another story that I remember from a couple of years ago, there for a while in Illinois, when I was living there, the license plates were all numbers, and they were three numbers, and then a space, and then four numbers.
Yeah.
So it looked like a phone number.
Yeah.
They weren't, but that's what they look like. And there was a girl who waited in line and actually had to let a couple of people go in front of her so that she could get the one that she wanted. Her name was Jenny, and she knew that they were giving out 867-5309.
Got it.
In her district, and she waited on it and got it. So, yeah, they are chronological, or at least they are in Illinois.
Okay. Because I find it hard to believe that 838 people in a row received that plate and no one said, you know, let's say customer 10 or customer 15 or God help us, customer 100. Nobody said, "I don't know that this is a very good combination." They let 838 of those out the door.
And nobody noticed. Yeah. Because the first thing I do, maybe it's just my brain, but the first thing I do when I get a new tag, if it's got letters in it, is I think, okay, what could that be?
So that you are able to memorize your plate.
Precisely.
My daughter and I were just talking about that today, as a matter of fact. She said, "I don't know my driver's license number, but I know my license plate number." And I said, "I think it's more important that you know your driver's license number, babe."
Probably.
So, yeah, if you're just now joining us, just know that if you have one of these plates, you are going to have to turn it back in. They are giving you a self-addressed postage, you know, prepaid envelope to turn it back in, and a temporary tag. But what a pain in the you know what that anybody has to go through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'd figure that they would put that in because states now, because everything is computerized.
Yeah.
I felt a million years old when I just said that. Because of these computers they got today. Because everything is computerized, they automatically have ones that kicked out. Like, I remember when Tennessee did this, they kicked out all of the plates that had 666 as the number combination.
Yeah, I had that plate. I had that plate. Really? I did. I had that plate. I drove a Buick, one of our first cars when we had a baby. I swear to you, I drove a Buick.
Yeah.
And it actually had some weird sticker in the back window. You know, I'd have old guys honking at me with the thumbs up, you know, kind of thing. because I was either a Mason or a Shriner. I don't know what, but that's how old this car was. And my tag on that was three letters and then 666.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't bother me. I was like, whatever. I'm from Topeka. That's our zip code. I was telling Grant earlier, it's, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But but Scott said he would never drive around with a 666.
Oh, I would totally. If they would let me have it, I'd get a vanity tag that had that on it.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I'm that superstitious.
Have you ever done the vanity tag bit?
I have a KU plate. And so I donate to the Alumni Center every year. And I think the plate's $50 to get the Jayhawk on it or whatever you want on it.
Yeah, the other thing that Illinois did when I was there was for a while, they were giving away vanity tags for free. And I thought, okay, well, I never really wanted one, but if they're going to give it to me for free, I can be creative. So mine was, I'm a big Monty Python fan, so mine was X-Parrot.
Oh, good. Very good. Yeah, very good. Cool. I would do it, but I need eight letters, and they only allow you seven.
Now I want to know what the eight letters are.
Well, I'm afraid to say it because then someone will steal it. But why can't they give me one more letter?
I know. They should.
They absolutely should. Did you hear about this story, John? Another school has advanced in the finals in football because their opponent has bowed out because of one positive COVID test.
Oh. Yeah, that's the rough part. Obviously, it's rough for the kids who are on the team that doesn't get to play. But how do you call yourself a champion if you didn't play anybody to get there?
And we're going to talk about this after the break. If you are the parent of a senior, Lee's Summit North fell yesterday. Rockhurst fell 2 days ago. Both had one positive test. And now St. Joe Central has ended its season early. And so basically, these other teams are advancing on a forfeit. And you're crazy if you think this isn't going to just keep happening. They can put these kids in a bubble. They can put the parents in a bubble, I suppose. But one positive test is ending these seasons. And when we come back, I want you to weigh in on this. What is the right thing to do? What is the fair thing to do? Is there really a state champion at the end of this rainbow? If no one really played to get there because these teams are all collapsing due to COVID. 576-7798. You can text me at 913-576-7798. We'll take your calls on that straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. A couple of your texts before we move on. Hi, Dana. My name is John. My plate number is number JRK, as in jerk. I told the lady no, and she responded, sorry, this is your plate.
Maybe he's Jamaican, you know? He just likes
maybe
chicken.
Like, he likes their chicken. And then my mom had a car, 666 plate. She wrecked it twice, and my sister totaled it all before making the second payment.
Wow. Okay. So it was a sign from above or below.
Exactly. Or below. And then a lot of people weighing in on this football story. And I want to know what you think. What is fair? A texter says Oak Park High School in the North Kansas City District also had to forfeit tonight's game. So it appears, and text me if there are more, that up to this point, there are four schools locally that have bowed out. Rockhurst on Tuesday, Lee Summit North on Wednesday, Oak Park on Thursday, and St. Joe Central today, which paves the way for Park Hill South to move into the next round of the postseason via forfeit. John, what do they do with this?
I wish I could tell you. I wish I had a good answer for this, but you brought up the real center of the problem a minute ago. When you look at the seniors who are basing the possibility of college scholarships on this, yep. And what do they look at? They don't just look at, did your team win or right. lose, or were you guys champions? They right. want to know your stats.
You know, we had Bink on like 3 days ago, like when the first school came out and said, you know, we can't play. And one of the things I said was, why, because it's postseason, why can't they just test these kids every single day or test them the day before or the day of and let the kids play who have negative tests?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of the cost involved.
And we don't know. I mean, there are obviously a lot of variables in this that we don't know the answer to. You know, we don't know at what point in the testing, you know, how long have you had it before you test positive?
Right.
And can you spread it before the positive test? If right. so, then all the testing doesn't mean anything.
Well, and a lot of people pointed this out the other day, and I've got one on the text line already. Who's going to pay for all of this testing of high school football players? We're already testing them.
Yeah.
We're already testing them, aren't we? And so I just don't think it's that big of a deal in the postseason to then ramp up testing if there's any kind of possibility that the kids would be able to play.
Yeah, and you look at what happened in the World Series, in the last game of the World Series, where they pulled the third baseman out because his test hadn't come back yet until the sixth inning.
Right.
And then it came back positive and they pulled him out. And I'm like, who are you protecting now?
He's already been out there, and there's a huge controversy over that because he came back out without a mask on, and now uh-huh. everybody's freaking out over that. Let's get to Mark in Overland Park. Hi, Mark. Thanks for weighing in.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Hi, Grayson. How are you?
Good.
Hoping you all have a nice day. I just wanted to put in my two cents on sports.
Yeah, please.
The year 2020. I think it's going to be, any championship is going to be underscored by the coronavirus. So, you know, whoever wins championships this year, it's not really going to be like they were the best
right.
for the year. Right. And, you know, I really hate to see that kind of thing happen, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Like there's an asterisk at the mm-hmm. end of that game that yes, you won, but ... all of these teams never made it to the playoffs. And here's another question. And Mark, thank you for the call. What do we do when it gets down to what, three teams, two teams, one? I mean, we're crazy if we don't think there's going to be one positive test on these squads.
Yeah. And listen, as cautious as I've been and as cautious as you've been, and a lot of us have been, and I mean, we've all adjusted our lives tremendously because of this. You look at what Major League Sports has done, and the fact is that you've got guys who practice together every day, who are on teams that have had, you know, maybe had to delay a game or two, and yet the other guys on the team haven't gotten sick. It hasn't spread through a locker room
right.
like wildfire. As long as they get the one guy who, or the two guys or the three guys in the case of the you know, the tight ends for the Chiefs and all of that, they're or for the Bills rather, if they get those couple of guys and get them excised from the rest of the population, they've been able to get out in front of it and keep it from spreading throughout the rest of the team. So when you're talking about a high school team where one kid is tested positive, I get being cautious and waiting a couple of days,
yeah.
but just automatically pulling the plug, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I know. And someone is screaming on the text line, all of this could have been avoided. They should never have had sports to begin with. And I'm glad to see the schools finally taking a stand. Well, you can't put that genie back in the bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, they've decided they are going to have a season. They had a season, and this is just the natural outcome. Anyone could have predicted this, John. When you're talking about one positive case shutting down an entire program, I think anyone could have predicted that we are going to see one case here or there.
Sure.
And I just don't know what it means moving forward in the next few weeks. Let's go to Ron in Midtown. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, are the Cowboys still playing football?
Yeah, I know.
So the quarterback got messed up. This is ridiculous. You know, I say whoever's the last man standing, last two teams to play, they're the championship, whoever wins between that game.
Even though it's just dumb luck that they have ended up in that position? I mean,
yeah,
honestly.
But you're talking about one case. Put it like this. If you got a what I will say is these, and I live in the inner city. And football has dropped off to the level that's just really unheard of, as opposed to like Rockhurst and such. These big suburban schools, they have squads of 60. Some of them have two freshman teams.
Yeah.
And when you have that much talent, you know, within the whole football program.
Yeah.
Because a friend of my kid, he plays freshman and JV, and I go to all his games. He goes to Lee Summit. Well, you know what? Whoever got tested and they tested positive, see you later. Everybody else, you know, you go take the test and you keep going. Now, I mean, that's how, I mean, from my understanding, the industry that we're in, that's how we're operating.
Yeah.
We had somebody that tested positive. The people that was associated with him and his family, they had 10 days to keep track of themselves. But he dropped out.
And I want to be fair here. I don't know. I'm not that plugged into the high school football scene. Park Hill South is one of the last one standings into this next round of this postseason, right? Park Hill South might say, look, we're the perennial champs. We would have mowed down the other competition anyway. And I don't know if that's true or not. Text me if you know how good Park Hill South is. But I think everyone understands there's going to be an asterisk at the end of all of these seasons.
Yeah.
There's always a Cinderella story, right? One of those teams that dropped out could have beaten the other team. We're never going to know.
Right, it's like Chris Berman always says, that's why they play the game,
that's
right?
Why they play the game.
You don't just assume that you're going to beat the other guy, but what does it mean? And that's what I think, you know, when he was talking about what does it mean to be a champion this year, what kind of adjustments are the colleges going to have to make to say, okay, we understand you only got to play four games of your senior year.
Yeah.
We're not going to ding you for that in terms of whether or not you get a scholarship.
I hope so. Let's wrap it up with Annie. Annie, can you do it in 30 seconds? Welcome.
Yeah, I think we're beating a dead horse on this subject. You know, it's going to happen, and the more the playoffs go on, there's going to be other teams dropping out, unfortunately, and it's sad. The NBA and the NHL all went into bubbles,
yeah.
And they had no COVID problems. Football, national, college, and high school should have done the same thing.
Yep.
And we probably wouldn't be looking at this now.
It's a good call, Annie. Well, thank you for it, but good luck putting high school kids in a bubble. John, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it more than you know. I always love sitting down with you. And when we come back, super important hour at 3 o'clock with a local colorectal surgeon who is going to weigh in on the Chad Bozeman death, why more and more young people are dying of colon cancer, and what you can do about it right here in Kansas City. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.